And I think I've come to the conclusion that creatures that burrow, I think, are in my new list.
It's the bit where I go, ooh,
really freak me out. But a rider teams up with somebody. I'm the random person. I'm the somebody. And so the rider does like a round of show jumps, which is obviously timed. And then, and I've talked about the kissing game a few times, but basically Joey and Casper. No! And my friend is like, everybody, and welcome back to my podcast, Esme's Country Life. This week, a lot has happened, a lot to update you on. I've had another infestation in the cottage, this time in my table, of all places. I'm going to be talking to you all about bringing Joey back into work, and I also have a bit of a gym fail for you all. Again, you guys know me, always embarrassing myself. But before we begin, I just want to say a huge thank you to the sponsor of the podcast, Redpost. Redpost is an equestrian and country store based in the UK, but they also ship all over the world. And at the moment, if you're listening to this podcast, as soon as it is out, I have got something to tell you, because Redpost have a huge sale on at the moment with up to 70% off. Yes, 70%. So if you're looking for some bargains, if you're looking for some sales, then head over to redpostequestrian.co.uk. Anyway, what should I start with? I feel like I should start talking about Joey first, because I was going to say I have a little bit of a Joey kind of fail, kind of not. I feel like with horses, you never know what's going to happen. You just have to do what's best for the horse. And today, my plans didn't really go to plan. So the plan was, you know, the last few days, actually, rewind, let me talk about, you know, bringing Joey back into work. I know that that was kind of one of my more recent videos, talking all about, like, lunging him. If you don't know what lunging is, it's basically where you have a horse on a piece of string that's quite long, and they run around in a circle around you. So there we go. And anyway, so I did a little bit of lunging with him, you know, for a while to get him back in action, get him fit. I've looked at some progress pictures, and in the last sort of like 2 weeks, he looks like a completely different horse. Like, he's built up so much more muscle. He's looking so good. He's feeling a little bit too good, which we'll get onto. So I did lots of, so basically he was like out in the field for 2 weeks, been lunging him for like a week and a bit, and then got back on him. He was super chilled, so good. I thought, brilliant. Yesterday, actually the day before yesterday, I rode him, didn't lunge him before, got straight on. He was perfect. He was brilliant. He was feeling so good as well. Like, I gave him like a little squeeze, a little push, being like, okay, let's see what you've got, Joey. Let's see what you've got in the tank. Let's see what you've got to offer. You know, not pushing him too much, but just being like, here you go. Here's an option. So down the long side, asked for a slightly bigger trot. And I was like, wow, where is this dressage horse from? Like, he's had some time off, but bam, he was like, I'll give you a bit of a medium trot, you know, I'll do a little bit of a flicky toes. He was feeling amazing. And then I put loads of poles out as well in like the middle of the arena, because Joey is one of those horses where he works best when he doesn't have to think. If I just like keep giving him lots of different transitions, lots of things to think about, he doesn't think about doing silly things. To be fair, he has been so good. So then the day after, again, rode him in the school, thought, brilliant, he's going really well. When we decided to have a little canter, yes, we've had our first canter. The day before I cantered him, and he felt, again, amazing. Sometimes when he first gets into canter, you know, it doesn't, not that it feels awful or anything, but you know when horses first get into canter sometimes, it's not like their best canter. It takes them a little while to warm up, to really get into it, to really use themselves. But he felt amazing. I was like, goodness grief, what's happened with this horse? Anyway, yesterday when I rode him, I thought, oh, it'll be the same again. And he was still very, very good, don't get me wrong. But I think he was just a little bit pooped out, a little bit tired from the day before. So he actually, when I was cantering him, I don't know if he's either, he kind of like, Joey's a weird horse where if he trips, he kind of turns into a spook sometimes. I think he likes to style it out so he's not as embarrassed that he's like tripped over his own legs, because he is a little bit clumsy sometimes. I mean, you guys know, Joey is definitely my most clumsy and accident prone horse. So anyway, he had a little trip, which kind of turned into a spook because he saw my grandma out in the garden gardening. So it was kind of like a trip spook. It wasn't like anything. He had a little squeal, a little woo, you know, where he was kind of shocked himself. But apart from that, he was really good. Again, did lots of cantering, did some trotting poles yesterday. Brilliant. And I thought, you know what? He's worked really hard the last 2 days. Don't want to, like, work him hard again, because I feel like, especially a horse when you bring them back into work, you know, 3 hard days in the arena. And I say hard, I only rode him for like 15 minutes. But you know, when a horse is properly using themselves, he's going really well. I was like, you've done good job. Well done, Jojo. Anyway, so I thought, you know what? He'll probably be a bit tired today. So I, you know, led him to the arena led him to the wash bay. On the way to the wash bay, he was jogging on the spot. I was like, Joey, what has got into you? To be fair, he was playing the kissing game with Casper. And I've talked about the kissing game a few times. But basically, Joey and Casper try and kiss each other and also try and bite each other. But they don't actually bite each other. They just kind of like open their mouths at each other and look like two dinosaurs kind of doing weird dinosaur things. So anyway, they were playing the kissing game. Before that, I saw from the window and I thought, you know what? I feel like Casper has wound Joey up. He's got all this pent up energy from playing the kissing game. So anyway, I thought, you know what? I'll give him a lunge. So, you know, normally when I lunge him, I put all, you know, the special stuff on him so he works properly. And also I have a bit more control if he's got like a bridle on and that kind of thing. He's normally a bit calmer. So I thought, you know what? I'll just chuck a head collar on him. He worked so hard yesterday. He's going to be fine. Oh, do I regret my decision? Because when I lunged him in the arena, he was like a dragon. He literally looked like an Arabian horse. You know, when they stick their tails dead up in the air, Joey normally never does that. Even when he's running around with Casper or the other horses in the field, I don't think I've ever really seen him do that. I've definitely seen Mickey do that. That is a classic Mickey move. He always has his tail up in the air when he's feeling a bit spicy, a bit excited. But I was like, oh my gosh, Joey, what's happened? So anyway, he obviously had a very intense kissing game with Casper, because when I put him on the lunge, he was squealing, he was bucking, he was just like, oh my goodness, I'm having so much fun. To be fair, it was a bit chilly today. The other days, I rode him first thing in the morning, but I think maybe he was a bit upset that he wasn't ridden first thing, because it was really icy, and also he's had a bit of time off because the ground has just been horrible. Like, even our arena, we have rubber and everything on the kind of surface. It was just rock solid frozen for quite a few days. So anyway, I decided to lunge him. He was a bit spicy. And after that, I decided, you know what? Because he's not a horse that actually gets sweaty very often from like working hard or like an intense workout or that kind of thing. Or even if I take him on like a really long hack and I gallop him, he doesn't really get that sweaty. But I tell you, when he does get sweaty, when he's excited or when he's showing off. And that is what he was doing today, especially as someone was hacking down our road as well. So when that horse went past, oh yes, he was showing off. He was in, even though he's a gelding, when he's excited, I like to say he goes into stallion mode. So anyway, he went into stallion mode. He was excited. But yeah, he was well behaved. When I asked him to calm down, he calmed down. I'll let him release this pent up kissing game energy. But there we go. The plan was to take him out in the horse box, take him on a hack, because the roads are a little bit too icy for me to take him on a hack, and I didn't want him to slip over. So I was going to take him to the woods where the ground is a lot better. He's also really chilled when I take him to the woods, so I thought that'd be a good place to take him. But I thought, you know what? That was a bit too much going on today. He was a little bit too excited, and then he was really sweaty as well because I haven't clipped him yet, because I thought if I clip him, he's going to be even more fresh, because he's going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm naked. So yeah, I decided, you know what, I'm going to lunge him today. We're not going to take him to the forest or the woods, and I'm going to film a podcast episode instead. So here we go. That's what we're doing today. So yeah, that is my kind of update of what happened this morning, basically. Also, before I talk about the other sort of topics I have to talk about, because you guys know me, I'm very good at just rambling on for ages. One of the questions that so many of you lot have asked me is, when is my next meet and greet in the UK? Because obviously I've talked a lot about my ones in the USA and I'm really looking forward to them. So a lot of the spring I'm going to be in America. So actually, I think my first meet and greet in the UK in 2024 will actually be in June, which is wild to say, but I feel like there just aren't many horse shows the first half of the year in the UK. So anyway, I'm going to be at Bolesworth. I'm going to be at the Bolesworth International Horse Show. I'm going to be there on the 8th and the 9th, which is the Saturday and the Sunday. So I'm going to be doing meet and greets. One thing that I'm really excited to do when I'm there is that I am going to be doing a ride and drive. I'm going to be doing the drive part because obviously the professional riders, they're going to be doing the riding part. I'm unfortunately not taking any of my horses up there. So anyway, I feel like that's pressure on, especially as I can be quite competitive. So I really don't want to, you know, run anybody over or crash into a fence or anything like that. So that might be a little bit interesting if you want to come and watch that. They obviously have like Ladies Day, all the other incredible things at the show. But anyway, yeah, hopefully see you at the Bolesworth International Horse Show. Also, I feel like I didn't really explain the ride and drive very well, but a rider teams up with somebody. I'm the random person, I'm the somebody. And so the rider does like a round of show jumps, which is obviously timed, and then the random person, which is me, has to drive a car around like an obstacle kind of course, or like around cones, I'm pretty sure, or something along those lines. Each year it's a little bit different, it's a little bit wacky. So I'm gonna be doing the driving, and yeah, you've got to do it as quickly as possible. So yeah, hopefully I don't crash. That is the plan. So yeah, hopefully see you all there. Anyway, what else do I have to talk to you about? Oh, my gym fail. I feel like that's a good thing to talk about because, yeah. So as I've told you before, I say I'm a gym girl. I'm definitely not a gym girl. I feel like a proper gym girl is one of those people that go like every day, 5 a.m., drink like protein powder and I don't know, that kind of stuff. I'm not that person. I go to the gym with my friend and I find it really fun, like going on the like different machines. I'm one of those people that I'll go on like a machine for like 5 minutes and then I get bored and my legs or my arms or whatever body part I'm working hurts. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go do something else now, which probably isn't the best, but you know, it's exercise and exercise keeps me happy. So there we go. Especially in the winter because, you know, winter's just sad in the UK. You know, it's dark, you're in a little bit more. So I feel like that just gets my endorphins going. So anyway, me and my friend, we go to the gym together and it's quite fun because we don't see each other like that regularly. So when we go to the gym together, it's quite fun because we just like catch up on everything, have a good old chat, especially when we're driving there. So anyway, we had a good old gym sesh. One of my favorite things at the gym, I don't know if I've ever talked to you guys about this or not, it's probably not that interesting. I love the rowing machine because they have a game at this particular gym, and it's like the fish game where there's like little fishes and depending on how quickly you row or how much kind of, I was going to say how much row you pull, but that is definitely not proper English, how much weight you're kind of pulling, your fish kind of goes up and down. I guess it feels like, and I was going to say Pac-Man, but I've not played Pac-Man, that's a little bit before my time. But it looks like that because it's obviously on a rowing machine. It's not like an iPad kind of game or like an Xbox kind of game. But I find it good fun. I love the fish game, so there we go. But anyway, me and my friend, we're on our way home from the gym. Also, recently, we've kind of like done a tour of all, not all actually, we're making our way through this sounds really weird, but we were like, you know what, let's just go to lots of different gyms kind of in our area because I feel like that's a good motivator because we don't actually have a, I think she has a gym membership, but I don't, so normally I just get like a little day pass because as I said, I'm not a proper gym girl that goes every day. This is like a little fun activity for me to do like once a week or once every 2 weeks or something. So anyway, we've been doing a little bit of a tour of all the gyms, seeing which one our favourite is, seeing which one, you know, sometimes we'll go a little bit further afield, have a little nose round. It's quite fun, you know, seeing what equipment they have, what the pool's like, that kind of thing. Anyway, we were on our way home from the gym and we thought, you know what, we'll just, you know, as normal, we'll chat in a way, chatting about random things. And sometimes we'll like go and grab a coffee after the gym or like that kind of thing. Because obviously when you are working out, sometimes you are a bit out of breath and you can't really talk so much. So we like to do something afterwards sometimes, have a little bit of a catch up. So anyway, we were talking about this and I said, oh, have you tried the, our local garage has like an ice cream machine? So anyway, she was like, no, I've not been to the local garage ice cream machine. So we thought, you know what, after the gym, we'll go and get ice cream from the ice cream machine. So we're really excited. I'd only got it once before. Actually, I didn't even get ice cream. I've lied to you. I actually had mango sorbet. So there we go. It felt a little, I mean, if I was going to say it felt a little bit healthier after going to the gym, you know, going to the gym, working out, feeling all healthy, and then we go and get ice cream. But you know what? treat yourself. So yeah, we were driving there, and basically the way this garage is kind of situated, it's on quite a busy road, and I hate pulling right out of the junction, because in the UK obviously we drive on the left, so you kind of have to wait for two lanes of traffic to be free to turn, and because it's such a busy road, it's just horrible to turn right there. So I thought, we'll come from it from the back lanes, from the country lanes, park on the country lane, and then kind of like walk around the corner to the garage so I don't have to turn right, which sounds really pathetic, but it is just it's horrible to pull out there. So anyway, where I parked, obviously country lane, there are no street lights. It is dark. And also, the car that I'm driving a new car at the moment, which is a little bit bigger. I'm a little bit higher up. So we arrive, I park on the right. So the side that I'm getting out on isn't into the road. I get out of my car and I hear this splash as I drop about a foot. Well, it felt like a foot, probably not that much of a, you know, jump, but I get out of my car. And there's this plop, this kind of splash. And straight after, I feel that my legs and my feet are wet. And then straight after the splash, I go, no! And my friend is like, cry laughing, wetting herself at the sound of the splash and the sound of the no. Now, normally, you know, I'm a country girl. I don't mind getting mucky. I don't mind getting muddy or wet or whatever. But the reason why I was so upset was because I was wearing my brand new, I say brand new, I've had them since like September, but I've got this pair of bright white gym kind of trainers, sneakers, whatever you want to call them. And I have only worn them like indoors or if I'm in like a city kind of place where I know they won't be in mud. Like I've been so strict with them. I've been so good. I was like, this will be one pair of white trainers that are going to be kept nice. They're going to be kept crisp. When I tell you, they were so dirty. It's not even a joke. It was like the universe had just come along and just pooed on me. So anyway, I know this is such like a small problem to have, but at the time when it happened, I was so upset. Like, obviously I didn't cry or anything, like, but I was for like, I was gonna say maybe 2 minutes after the incident, I was gutted. I was so sad, but then I was like, it's fine, I'll wash them, they'll be okay, it'll be fun washing them. To be fair, my favorite side of the internet is like clean talk. I love watching people clean things. Please tell me it's not just me. I find it so satisfying. Someone like cleaning out their bathroom or their fridge. There's this one girl I'm following at the moment and she's like cleaning out all the mold in her apartment and it's so satisfying. Obviously I feel really bad for her because she's having troubles with landlords and stuff, but like that's the sort of drama that I'm into. I'm in like, you know, cleaning drama Instagram and TikTok, so there we go. Sorry, that was a little bit off topic, but I just find it so satisfying. So anyway, with my wet muddy feet squelching as I walked into the garage to get this ice cream from this ice cream machine, which I want to tell you, it is good fun, because it's not like, you know, like the sort of ice cream that I always had in my house growing up was the sort of ice cream where it had been frosted and defrosted so many times, because I felt like I was the only ice cream lover in my family. Like my mum and dad, my brother, they weren't really that bothered. So, you know, when you're just one person eating ice cream, when it's frozen and defrosted and that so many times, when you bite into it, it's sometimes crunchy because it has little icicles in. But when you get ice cream from an ice cream machine or like a Mr. Whippy with a flake, love that. Can't go wrong. What a classic. But you know when it's like from a machine, it's all soft and just the texture, it's so good. So anyway, had my sorbet to cheer me up. Yeah, went back home. So yeah, that, and then if you want to know how I got the stains out of my shoes, I literally just dunked them into a washing up bowl with warm water, got loads of like laundry detergent, just chucked it in there, rubbed it in. I am definitely not a professional stain remover, so there's definitely going to be some people out there being like, girl, you did that all wrong. Should have used cold water, you should have used this product or whatever, but that's what I did. It worked. I kind of like kept them soaking for a good few hours, and I obviously changed the water quite a few times because the water kind of went this weird browny grey colour. So every time it went that colour, I was like, okay, fresh water, fresh detergent, just kept doing it. There's just like a tiny, weeny little bit of dirt left on them. So I'm going to try and use, my mum has this like special stain remover thing. But also at the end of the day, they are white trainers. So I possibly could like bleach them, but I don't want to ruin the fabric. But I'm sure there's going to be some stain remover kind of stuff out there that I can use that will work wonders. But most of it doesn't look like they've ever been dirty. So it wasn't the end of the world. That 2 minutes where I was like, no, especially as, you know, they weren't the cheapest of trainers. Actually, my boyfriend bought them for me. So thank you, boyfriend. But yeah, there we go. That was my embarrassing story. My friend says she can still hear the splash and the no, the cry of the no. So, you know, I feel like me and that friend, whenever we're together, I was saying afterwards, I always feel like something chaotic happens. Like we always, there's something that we laugh about. There's something, I don't know, we're always just, you know, when you're together with a friend and you just have a bit of chaotic energy, I feel like that's us when we're together. Oh, the infestation. Sorry, that sounds like I'm really excited to tell you about my infestation. I feel like the cottage has actually had quite a few different like creatures live in there, and I'm not talking about myself. So, you know, before we've had carpet moth in the cottage, before we had ants, I talked about that. I actually had fruit flies as well, so I had to get some of those, like, the thing that worked best, actually, and I thought that this was a little bit of a hoax. You know, there's some things that some people talk about on the internet and they promote, and you're like, is that really true? Like, is it? But this thing actually worked. I have some of those, like, fly kind of stickers, and they actually stuck to them. So there we go. I was like, flies, are they going to be silly enough to step on the sticky things? But maybe they have like a nice scent on or something that attracts them. They're like bright yellow as well, so maybe they think it's a flower. I don't know, but that got rid of my fruit flies. But anyway, this thing, I don't know if I should add the audio file of me screaming, because I filmed a little video of the creature. So me and my dad were at the cottage. We were filming this piece of content for a brand. You know, it was a chill time. I was, you know, just chatting away. And in the corner of my eye, because I was sitting at my dining room table, and to put things into perspective, my dining room table is made of wood. And it's not just, you know, a shop-bought piece of wood. You know, this piece of wood I picked out from a local wood yard. I had a guy, like a welder kind of metal dude, I don't know the actual professional name for that. I mean, my job has got a bit of a weird title to it. But anyway, I got some guy to make some legs for it, and it actually ended up being cheaper than a shop bought table. And it's unique, and it's the only one in the world. So I love my dining room table, one of my favorite pieces of furniture. And hopefully I want to like pass it down to my kids and my grandkids, but you never know. By then, my kids and grandkids will probably be like, ugh, that's so ugly. Like everyone has, like, I don't know, projection tables nowadays. That's so retro. I don't know what the future's going to be like. But anyway, I love this table with all my love. And then I was sitting there and I saw this little thing in the corner of my eye moving. And when I tell you, I'm a country girl. Spiders don't scare me. Creepy crawlies don't scare me. You know, flies, you know, anything like snakes, sharks. I'm a bit of a daredevil. Like, I feel like, unless, obviously, you know, if there was a shark swimming towards me in the sea trying to attack me, I'd be scared. But if it was just, you know, a black-tipped reef shark, I feel like I'm such a nerd when it comes to sharks. I do know quite a lot of sharks. You know, if it was just swimming along with me, I'd be chill. When I was 8, I was into sharks. So there we go. Anyway. But yeah. There we go. Sorry, lost my train of thought. I was thinking about sharks too much. So yeah, saw this little thing in the corner of my eye. And I think I've come to the conclusion that creatures that burrow, I think, are in my new list of things that freak me out just a little bit. Like, I feel like things like maggots. Obviously, if there was a bucket of maggots and I was standing next to it, it wouldn't freak me out. I'd just be like, that's a bit gross. But if I had maggots crawling all over me, that would creep me out. I think if they're touching me, it's a no-go. But if it's just there, it's okay. But the thing that scared me so much was because I did not know what this creature was. So after filming, I was like, I'm going to go and investigate. Now, there was a hole in the table, and I'm going to say this hole was quite big when it comes to creatures, because I know what woodworm looks like. that's like, you know, you sometimes find little holes in wood and that kind of thing, especially if you're in like a really old place like our local country pub. They have like a few little holes and things in some of the beams and stuff like that. But this hole was the size of like a hole punch hole. It was the size of a pea. It was big. And I feel like for any creature, that hole is too big for me. So anyway, I looked inside and I saw something moving and I was like, I need to get this thing out because I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. Actually, I probably would. I'm very good at sleeping. And if it's downstairs, it's far enough away from me. But even so, I don't want it burrowing into me. That was what was freaking me out. So I was like, also, I don't know where this creature's from. You know, it's global warming. It's getting warmer. This could be some sort of creature from a different country, because over here in the UK, all of our animals are pathetic. What's going to happen? You know, you're not going to get taken down by a badger. You know, over in America and Canada, you guys have bears and stuff. And goodness grief, I've only found out the other day how big moose are. I thought they were the size of a cow. I saw a video of a moose next to a car. And it's like the full-on size of like a van. And I was like, goodness grief. So yeah, over here in the UK, our animals don't... I think that's probably why I'm not scared of any animals, because UK spiders, what are they going to do? Bite you. You're not going to die or anything. So I feel like maybe that's why. So I thought, what if this is some sort of creature, because, you know, global warming, where it's getting a bit warmer over here in England, that's decided to, you know, come and live over here. What if it's actually something dangerous? So I was a little bit spooked. I've got to say it. Normally I'm a very brave girl, but this time I was a little bit freaked out. So I thought, how am I going to get this creature out of this hole? So one of my Christmas presents that my boyfriend got me, this is going to sound so sad, but I love it so much. I got like a needle pointing kit. If you don't know what that is, I actually made one the other day. I loved it. I had so much fun. I love like crafty things like that to do, just like keeping my hands and my mind busy. So it was like a little polystyrene, I think it's called needle pointing, something like that, something along those lines. A little polystyrene ball. And then I had wool, and then you use like a needle and you poke the wool into like little holes, and then basically it covers the polystyrene ball with wool, and then you put like different coloured wools and make things. So I made a little owl, and my little owl is very cute. I have him sitting on the side in my cottage. I feel like I just love little grandma activities like that. I love it. I'm not going to deny it. So anyway, I managed to find one of the needles from my needle pointing kit, and I thought, I'm just going to have to put the needle down there and get this thing out, because, sorry mate, you're not paying any rent. I don't want you in my house. So I managed to kind of get it out, and then I don't want to sound like an animal killer. I love animals, but this dude, I didn't know who he was. He was scaring me. He was in my home, so he might have got a little bit squished. And yeah, so RIP to the weird creature that was in my table. And then me and my dad were like, what is this thing? Wait, I really want to play the audio. I don't know if I should play the audio file of me freaking out, because I normally don't freak out at things, but this really freaked me out. And it just, I find it so funny to listen back to, because I kind of filmed it, because I was like, I want to take a picture of it or film it before it, I don't know, flies away. I didn't know if it had wings or if it had legs. Wait, I might have to put this over the top and send it over. If not, I'm going to play it now.
Something or other, I don't like it.
It's like a...
No.
A moth or something.
Wait, I'm going to have to listen to that last bit again. We're going to have to cut it down, because I think my dad said some not so family friendly language here, and this is a family channel. Wait, let's go back. It's the bit where I go, ooh. It really freaked me out.
No, it's like a moth or something.
It really gets me. Oh, anyway, I put it on my story and I was like, guys, does anybody know what this creature is? And I was like Googling woodworm, all this kind of stuff. What does woodworm like grow into? Does it grow into some sort of thing with wings? Because this was a thing with wings. If you didn't see it on my story, I'm going to audio describe what this creature looked like. So it basically looked like a wasp, but not a wasp, like a wasp in disguise, or a wannabe wasp, you know? So it was mainly black, but it had a few like yellow stripes on. So everyone was commenting, is it a wasp? And then I thought, is it a wasp? No, it's not a wasp because it had wings. But normally on wasps, they have like clear wings. When this didn't have clear wings, it had the yellow and black wings. So then I was like, is it a moth? Like, what is this thing? I'm going to have to remember. I took a screenshot of what I found on the interwebs of what it was, but I can't remember. Here we go. It is a wood wasp. So if you want to go onto the internet and Google UK wood wasp, that's what it is. Apparently their larvae are wood eating and they kind of burrow in wood. So there we go. Even though my wood was, you know, I think it was it put in a kiln or it was put in something to dry? Yeah, it was put in a kiln to dry. It's been sanded down, it's been varnished, it's been cut with a saw. Like this, you know, this table's been through a lot. And that little guy, he was a little survivor. And well, until my dad came along and, you know, gave it a little squish. But, you know, he survived for a little bit. I don't know how. The thing that freaks me out is that thing has been living in my dining room table for like a year. So I've been eating my dinner every evening, having my breakfast at that table, and there has been some sort of like wormy maggot thing in there living without me realizing, which is a little bit creepy, I can't lie. So I think I've got a newfound fear of I don't want to freak people out, but you know when you sometimes come across like a strange place on the internet and there's like someone that has like a worm in their leg. Also, that note that I cannot deal with, that is my newfound fear. If I had some sort of creature living in me, rent free, no thank you. That's what it makes me think of. No, that is the sound of the day. So yeah, there we go. That is what I found, a wood wasp in my, so I think on that note, I think we're going to finish it here. I think this podcast has been chaotic enough. Let me know if you've ever found any sort of strange creature in your dining room table, or if that's just me, or anywhere else in your house, because I feel like these things just happen to me sometimes. So there we go. That was the drama of the week. I just want to say another huge thank you to Red Post for sponsoring the podcast. Thank you to you guys for listening, and I'll see you all next week for another episode. Bye!